Well, with Steeler's Wheel warming up and ready to go, we're actually cutting into it because I got a very, very special and important guest this afternoon. It's unusual on a Friday afternoon at this time to be talking with Genevieve Chisholm. You know her from Flag Animal Farm, of course, but today she's here to talk about hockey. Hello, Jen. Nice to have you along for the afternoon ride.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for always having me.
Got to get you on that microphone. How about that? Try it again.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for always having me. Such a pleasure, as always.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. And let's talk hockey. You're apparently a very accomplished player. I heard the other day that you have a history of really top-end and top-level hockey, and now you're playing locally. What's happening?
Well, it's always been my passion. I gave it up for the farm, obviously, to rescue animals and to love them. And 4 years ago, I decided to come back and grow the youth, and I joined an amazing local club called Impies.
Where are they based?
They're based Ashton Primary School, so It's right here down the road.
Have you got a decent pitch? Because that's always been the issue. I know that trying to find a decent pitch back in the day was a problem. We started playing on gravel and then moved to grass, which is always full of holes. And now I believe AstroTurf is the thing.
Absolutely. So back in the day, you're right, we were on grass and all those horrible surfaces. Now we're on Astro.
Which gives you a faster surface. The game is much quicker, much more exciting to watch, I think. Probably more exciting to play.
Absolutely. And being a Masters player, it's a lot faster, so you have to be in tune to that as well. So lots more fitness.
Okay. So the Impies is a club, although it's based at the school, but it's not a school team, is it?
No, so it's a private club, and the reason why I'm here is because people don't have to take their kids out of town anymore. We have the most amazing local club. We've got some beautiful human beings that run it. So one of the big guys is Greg White, and his passion just comes through his pores. Like, he's just unbelievable.
And so this, I presume, is a club for both male and female and everything in between.
Absolutely, and from juniors, under sevens.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
So you've got men's teams, ladies' teams, and kids.
Yes, so we're growing the youth.
So, and the kids, do they play mixed, or is it still very much boys, girls?
So it's boys and girls, but they do play a bit of mix in the little training sessions, which obviously helps with the skill sets.
Because it's one of the sports that you actually can, you know, boys and girls play. The skills are the same, and maybe you might have a level of strength if physically more built that way. But hockey, you don't need that as much as skill, isn't that so?
Yeah, but it's a social sport. You can play with your children. Can you imagine a dad and lads going to games together and moms and daughters? It's actually such an incredible thing to do.
I love it. And it's not maybe what I was getting around to badly was the fact that it's not a contact sport. I mean, occasionally, like any sport, you might be able to, you might get a clout. But you're not putting yourself... I'm really getting into trouble here with the rugby fans and that. But you know what? To go and if you're a little guy playing under 14, for example, some of those under 14 kids are 6'10", strong, heavy, and your little tiny kid goes in, they're going to get into trouble. And then at an adult level, it's like two steam engines running into each other when you watch those contact hard, heavy hitting tackles. Hockey, not so much. Hockey, I love the fact that it is it's skill, it's speed, it's got it all. It's really it's a great spectator sport, great player sport, but there's something in it for everyone.
Absolutely, but also like playing for Impies, they ensure that you have the safety equipment, so your face masks, they make sure you have a gum guard when you're little, things like that. So they take a lot of the responsibility to teach you what to do and what not to do to keep you safe.
And I think the rules are also pretty much geared towards you're not allowed to lift, from what I can recall from back in the day. Even then, they were very particular about how high you could raise your stick and how high the ball was allowed to lift before it was considered to be dangerous. And I'm sure it hasn't changed.
I think it's got a bit stricter. For indoor hockey, back in the day, I used to be able to spin around. And then like last year, I was spinning around so much, I was getting so many cards. So I was being a bit naughty, so the rules have changed to safer, I think safely, but it's become more fun.
It's a great sport. I'd encourage anyone that wants to socialize and to socialize their kids and have a purpose and a discipline, but a lot of fun in an environment that is controlled. So is this now open to anyone?
Yeah, so it is. So it's from under seven right through to master's level. But people don't realize we have current Springboks in our club. You don't have to go to like your Riversides anymore to get the quality. We have Springboks locally that are going to be playing with your children and obviously helping them gain their skill sets.
What does it cost to join?
So it's only 875 Rand for the juniors. Once we can go for the first session for free. So they must get on down on a Monday night, 5 to 6, at Ashton. Bring your little kiddies down from under 7 to under 13 and actually have the first session for free.
And once you decide this is for me and I want to join, 870 bucks for how long?
For the whole term. Isn't that amazing? Like a lot of clubs in that charge per month. It's for the whole term. And they actually play little tournaments as well, which is so sweet because my little daughter plays.
So it's a couple of hundred bucks a month. And that's and insane. For that, you're getting to play on a great pitch with great coaching, with, you know, very safe, very secure. And you're learning a life skill that you're going to love. Because it's one sport that you can play for an awfully long time.
Well, that's what I've realized. I'm back again and I'm having an absolute blast playing for MPs.
So there it is. It's not just for the kids. It's for anyone that has a bit of a... I suppose if you've got a bit of a history, if you're older, if you're more mature, and you've played hockey before and are thinking, well, I'd love to get back into it. Is it social or is it competitive?
So we're playing in Super League. So we're playing the top league, our first team, men and women. So that's very competitive. But we go down to third team, which is just pitch and play. So depending what your heart feels, you can choose.
Like Cake League cricket, you can pop along and just do that. Or if you want to play. And for spectators, how do you go along to watch?
Just look on the MP's Facebook page. They announce all the games. Would love you guys to come and watch. Some of the games are locally at Ashton. We would love you guys just to come and have a look, see what we're about, and cheer us on. Remember, we're the green team, Mighty Greens.
The green machines at Ashton International. It's called MP or MPs?
MPs Hockey Umschlali.
MPs Hockey Umschlali. And if you have a passion for... the sport of hockey and you would like to get back into it either as a spectator or as a player, or you'd like to introduce your kids, there it is. MPs Umhlali, you're welcome. You'll be more than welcome to pop along. First encounter is free. I suppose as a spectator, it's also, you know, you don't charge for spectators.
No, we should be paying them because we need more of you guys. Come on.
And when is the next match?
So the next match is Monday night. We're playing quite far at Thomas Moore indoor, but outdoor season starts in a couple of months, and those will be more locally at the Ashton Astro.
So you'll let us know when the first one is, and we'll build up a head of steam, and we will come along and cheer you on.
Thank you so much, Dave.
My very special guest, Genevieve Chisholm from Flag Animal Farm. And if you don't want to see her playing hockey necessarily, but just want to go along and chat, why don't you pop along to Flag Animal Farm, enjoy that marvelous environment, and meet Genevieve in person. She's very personable, and I'm sure you'll find that she's very passionate about her hockey and will encourage you to become the same. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show,
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me.